Howdy, and welcome to the Roundtable for Red Dirt D&D. I'm Michael Cross.
Connor Schnold.
Johnny Payne.
Kiri Hester.
Brooke Bullock.
And Ash King.
So great to have you here. We are talking about episodes 107 through 108. Woo. And you think, what?
What?
Only two episodes? What are y'all,
what
lazy?
Happened?
We're just throwing the, we're just phoning it in now, folks. No, what happened was we recorded them in June, and June was an insane, crazy month. For those of you who don't know or didn't get to join us, we were at SoonerCon. It was also, we have a couple of teachers who decided they, you know, might want to actually take a vacation during their summer vacation.
What's this thing that you keep talking about? Professional development?
Yes. Or camp.
Camp was super fun. And I did, since we're talking about the roundtable, one of the outtakes in 108 is a very long-winded story about me buying books for camp. So if you wanted to know, I never got the books. I ended up picking up a couple different paperbacks from Walmart, and then I ended up not reading them, so it's fine.
It all worked out in the end.
So we were very busy, and so we wanted to just record a couple of episodes just to give me a little bit of a break to make sure that we had plenty of cushion to edit these and put them together. But something is happening this month, and I believe this will actually come out right at the end of July.
Yeah.
July is our birthday month.
Yay! Happy birthday to us.
Yes.
Happy birthday to us.
We turned 2 years old.
We're a baby.
You know, when Aiden was young was when the OSU coach came out with it. I'm a man. I'm 40. So we taught him to actually say, I'm a man. I'm two. So Aiden Cross, that is your little bit of yes. He doesn't
and
remember any of that.
And this is why I don't allow my parents on the internet.
The amount of blackmail, really, that any child of recent years is going to have, because it's all digital and saved now, you know, like it's going to be.
Now, fortunately, there are no pictures of him like naked in a bathtub,
oh, thank you.
Which of course was a big thing for, I think, for most of us in our generations, was always our parents had a picture of us naked in
a bathtub. Look, baby,
to show to your latest girlfriend, boyfriend before they, you know.
I can guarantee there are no naked bathtub pictures of Red Dirt.
Yeah, that's right. There is a picture of Aiden in his diapers wearing cowboy boots, but
he's just from Oklahoma, so
that's
what
just
else?
A thing.
Yes, other than that, but celebrating 2 years, which if you go back to the early days of the pandemic, when we were gonna get together and didn't, yes. when we had our auditions and got you guys in and realized this was the group that we wanted, we knew we wanted, and then recorded.
You had a straggler come in.
Yeah,
at some point.
But we recorded our pilot.
Gotta shut the pet door all the time.
Yeah.
And I was actually on vacation in Branson with my son. I had the recordings, and I'm like, I still didn't know what I wanted to do with these. So I was just racking my brain, trying to figure out, and then when I realized, wait a minute, if I just edit it down, and then just added some sound bites and added a little bit of music, maybe this will work out. And so we had it all ready to go. We had three episodes ready to go by July 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And we dropped one on July 18th,
yes.
One on July 19th, and one on July 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't say it took off immediately, but we had been building it so much on social media that when we did finally download it, we already had enough subscribers that it actually got some pretty quick downloads fairly fast.
Mm-hmm. Double digits in a matter of weeks.
I'll say what the audition notice was out, and I was talking to people about it leading up to the audition day. People were like, oh yeah, I'm really excited for this to happen.
Nice. Yeah, like I think that was, for me, that was definitely the, okay, I think we can do this moment when like we had just, because the first thing I think we had available was like our Facebook page. We're like, here's the Red Dirt D&D Facebook page, and we're making a few announcements, and we're like putting out the call to get auditions. And we went from like no followers to like 200 followers.
Yeah.
Like it felt like.
And it really just started out with an announcement of, are there any actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcasts in Oklahoma? And there didn't seem to be any. There were a few, but for the most part, it didn't seem to get a lot. More people were saying, I don't think so. Why are you putting something together? What is this thing you're talking about? So there was seemed to be a lot of interest in it immediately. Like, okay, that's when Ash and I, this was the before times. That's when Ash and I really started to sit down. Okay, then if we're going to do it, let's do this right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And really started to put it together. But as we, to put on pictures of, oh, here's the auditions. Of course, actually, even before that, say, let's announcement of mm-hmm. the auditions. That got a lot of traction. Then showing pictures of the auditions. And then putting it together. Okay, we're putting the final pieces of editing together for this.
We've got our cast. Yeah. We've recorded our pilot and our first few episodes.
Yeah.
And here's the date that the first ones are going to drop. And it was an amazing response for us to go from nothing, you know, to just starting out, to kind of testing the waters to, okay, here's episode one. And, oh, hey, look, we've already got a decent amount of downloads. Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty fast.
And then was it that first year that around Christmas time we had that crazy weird bump in downloads?
I think it was that people had gone on vacation and decided to download us, and it was like 200 and something downloads in one day. And we have since beat that number, but it took a while for us to beat that number.
Yeah.
But it was, I think people had gone on vacation, and it was the Christmas of 2020. No vaccine, we really still couldn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, I think, were at home listening to our podcast, or if they were traveling, they were taking our podcast along with them, and really got the word out, I think, to other people that, hey, this is, people are interested in listening to this.
For me, that was our first peak at exponentiality, because there was something that happened about that time, and then all of a sudden, you know, when was it? 10,000 downloads came really fast after that.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure by this time we've already hit 50,000. By the time you're listening to this,
that's
obviously,
you guys.
While we're recording this, y'all are in the future,
we are speaking.
Hopefully, you have
into
flying cars by now. we got a skyship already.
I mean, come on.
But so we have probably already hit 50,000 downloads, and the realization that, I think, how long did it take us to hit 10,000? And
then
it was like just a little bit later. It was like about 6 months later. It was like, okay, now we've hit
20,000.
And then like 4 months later, it was 30,000.
Yeah.
And it's just boom, 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 boom. That's the beauty of most podcasts don't have this kind of serial quality to it, to where you need to listen to the previous episode. And so people are going all the way back to the beginning, and that means that it's just going to be faster that we're hitting these larger downloads. But 50,000 downloads is just amazing.
Woo!
For just an actual play podcast. Yeah,
incredible. The amount of individual unique listeners that we have is amazing. We can't thank you guys enough. You're just absolutely incredible with the way you're sharing it with everyone, telling people about it in all your social medias. It is now way past friends and family. Like,
right.
We are into, I don't know how many tiers or circles away it is of people.
I mean, but
right. Yeah, exactly.
We're six people away from Kevin Bacon at any point in time.
Oh, my gosh.
Kevin, if you're listening.
Fourth of July. Tom Cruise was in If You Could Be With Kevin Bacon. I'm 3 degrees right there.
And just to let you guys know that since we started this 2 years ago, we are now listened to in every state of the country, including
Guam.
Including Washington, D.C. We are listened to in Guam and 76 countries around the world.
Wow.
Yes.
So, still nothing in Greenland. I'm really disappointed. Any folks in Greenland?
Somebody knows somebody.
We had a strong fishing episode.
We
had that fight on the boat with the big brain thingy.
The Oklahoma octopus big brain thingy.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me, Johnny, is that I need to write us a beach episode.
Yes.
Black sand.
Every good series has a vacation beach episode.
Okay.
But
okay,
biggest plot point actually happens.
Brady Bunch went to Hawaii.
Yes, that's the Brady Bunch went to Hawaii.
I remember when Fonz jumped the shark too. So let's just be careful.
So yeah, we got to be careful of that.
I'll look
an oasis out here in the Caliban. It's a beach. Who knew? It's an inland sea.
What?
If there's an inland sea out in the middle of the continent, I just automatically need dinosaurs. I need both of those things.
Okay.
If you, you know.
Have an episode called Beach Blanket Jackalope.
Unfortunately, now all I can think of is that there was, like, you know, back in the day when they would do, like, the beach party marathons on, like, AMC or whatever, there was literally one, and the title was How to Stuff a Wild Bikini.
Oh,
wow. That got past the censors back then?
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, literally, like, cause, and the only thing I can remember from it is, like, there literally was the song, you know, How to Stuff a Wild Bikini. But, like, the opening was, like, this just bikini, like, walking down the beach. And, like, slowly, with the magic of animation and editing, like, a girl appeared in the bikini. And that's all I remember.
Wow. Like a Russ Meyer film.
So, yeah. So, yeah, if we do nice a beach touch. Episode, there will just be, you know, animated bikini.
There we go. So it's been an amazing 2 years, and we thank you all so much for joining us for the ride, because it has been absolutely fantastic. We are coming to the end of our 15 minutes, so our short
episode comes up so fast. Who is casting haste at the beginning of this recording?
If you want to listen to more of this, become a member of our Patreon at patreon.com/reddirtdnd. If you want, you can also buy us a drink. Buy us a shot. How do people do that?
Fill our wineskin.
So if you go check out our Ko-fi page, we are Red Dirt D&D on Ko-fi. You can basically, like, it kind of works like a tip jar, basically. You know, if you don't feel like donating to our Patreon on a monthly basis, you can go to our Ko-fi and, you know, you can donate, you know, however much you want. You know, we're just going to start it off at like $1. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just go.
Yeah,
go to the Jumping Jackalope and buy us a whiskey.
That's right. Buy us a whiskey. I think that is fantastic. And, of course, it's just another way to show your support for Red Dirt D&D. The biggest way, of course, also is to share us with friends and family, which you guys are doing out there. It is absolutely amazing. We know we've got some really great fans. We met them at SoonerCon, and we are looking forward to future conventions. Also, make sure to check out our new Dice Daddy.
Woo! We are not. I mean, yes, he is. Yes. He is amazing.
ST Way Gaming. It is stwaygaming.com. Very simple.
ESTY.
And just check them out, because they've got some great products. And the more you support them, the more they support us, the more we support them. It's a big, huge circle family thing that's just wonderful. Woo! And we just love each other. So. Anything else you guys can think of before we end this 15-minute break? And not you, Johnny.
The mouth Michael was open.
I know exactly which. Yes, and we're not going there. We're not going there at all. We're going to be talking about episode 108, 107, and 108.
Where we see, thanks to Stephanie at Pro Laser Cuts, the dice rolls from Auckland are getting better.
They are.
I can't wait to put my Etsy dice in there with it. It could be... We might roll above a 10.
Thanks to Pro Laser Cuts, they're helping Mokrin actually roll well.
Thank you so much.
The less I touch them, the better they roll. Who knew?
Also, so do make sure to check out Pro Laser Cuts. That's Pro Laser Cuts.
That's Laser Cuts with a Z. Pro Laser Cuts.
Because they have, and again, talk about 2 years. Stephanie's been with us the entire 2 years.
The entire time. How awesome.
She's gonna get us some cool, like, we're waiting on some cool new things for our Red Dirt table at the cons.
Yeah.
Connor just has to send her the logos.
Awesome.
If you guys hear about any conventions coming up, please let us know, and that way we can maybe get out to them, if nothing else. Maybe do some sponsorships, go out in person, because the more we get out, and that was really proven with SoonerCon, because our bump from SoonerCon was phenomenal. Oh,
if you met us at SoonerCon, give us a shout out, either on Facebook or on the website. It was awesome. There were already a couple of new reviews on the website.
Yep.
Kiri has obviously thought of something.
Just remembered.
Poppy's first cosplay.
Yay! Poppy's first cosplay. It was phenomenal.
We've talked about it.
Abby, if you're listening, I still love you.
That's fantastic. Yes,
it was phenomenal. So make sure and let us know, because we want to go out and be able to see you. When we did our Red Dirt panel, it was standing room only.
Yeah, it was amazing. Very cool.
So we are so excited to get back out. But that's going to do it for us right now. Please, to listen to the rest of this, go to patreon.com/reddirtdnd and join at any level, we just want to be a part of your life and have you be a part of our life right now. So we're going to go to the long version of the Red Dirt D&D Roundtable right now.